What's up? And welcome to the very, very, very first episode of Light Up with Mariam. I am super excited. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to start this. I'm thankful for the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful for so many, many, many things. I'm thankful for you that actually even downloaded it to listen. Whoops. So this is our very first episode, and I desire it to be very brief, you know, basically an introduction about what Light Up would be about, some housekeeping rules or some housekeeping, and then share my salvation story for starts, and then we trust that the Holy Spirit will lead us wherever as we continue with other episodes. Okay, so first of all, what's the purpose of Light Up, right? Why Light Up? What's the aim? What's the inspiration? What's the direction? What's it about? The anchoring scripture of Light Up is Proverbs 20:27. So it says, "The spirit of man is the fire of God." I'd be like, full stop, bruv, Light Up. Bruv, Light Up, right? And following that is Matthew chapter 5 from 14 to 16. It's where Jesus says, you know, you're the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. But then I'll read from like Message translation and start from like the salt of the earth. So it says, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out God flavors on this earth." I'm like, past Jesus, bruv. I'm here to be spice. All right. I'm here to be sauced. All right. And he says, "If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? If you lose your usefulness, and you end up in the garbage." But then even more more important to Light Up, right? So the essence of Light Up is foundational, fundamental to this scripture, or found in the scripture. From 14, it says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. Bruv, tell your neighbor, God is not a secret to be kept. God is actually not a secret to be kept. And he says, "See, we're going public, yeah." As public as the city on the hill, yeah. And he says, "If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? Nah, Jesus, nah, actually, nah. I'm going to put you on a light stand. Now that I have put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Be open house. Be generous with your lives. Be open up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, the generous Father in heaven." So that's fundamentally the essence of Light Up. Light Up is a podcast that says, "See, you know, I'm saved, I'm the light of the world, Christ's light dwells in me, and I am light," right? And it's in my possession, it's my duty, it's my obligation, it's my desire, it brings me joy to spread this light of God, right? To spread this light. God is not a secret to be kept, bruv, and so I actually can't shut up, man. I can't. And so this is my way of spreading the gospel, and you know, or just growing in faith, essentially. And yeah, so that's it. That's the purpose. That's the inspiration, to be the light of the world, to shine. And how the Bible also says, iron sharpens iron. So it's not just me. It's not just me bringing the light of the world, or, you know, shining the light of Christ. But it's also being enlightened and brightened and sharpened, you know, by one another. So that's first up. So I look forward to that. I look forward to the Holy Spirit teaching us. So essentially, Light Up will be like a Bible study, right? It'll be like a chilled Bible study. It'll be, you know, a chilled Bible study where we talk about the Bible. We'll talk about Bible stories. We'll talk about Bible truths. We discuss potential, like, challenges we face. We discuss questions. Essentially, just largely how the Holy Spirit will lead us, to be honest, as we continue. So next up is, well, our housekeeping rules. What am I saying, rules, bruv? So housekeeping. Light Up will be fortnightly. Be like, you know, Bible study, really. And whenever you have the opportunity, or led by the Holy Spirit, or have other people on board, and talk about things together. And then we'll also have like an activity of the week, right? We'll also have like an activity of the week, or of the 2 weeks, so to speak. Something we could actively do to put into practice whatever we talked about. We'll have a verse and confession of the week, right? I believe in confessions. I believe in saying the things of the promises God has declared about us or given to us, declaring it and seeing them come to pass, right? And then we'll also have music breaks. Amen, somebody. Amen. So we'll also have like a song of the week, or, you know, an outro song, or a song in between, you know, however the Holy Spirit leads. And that'll be that, right? So I look forward to this, to be honest. I look forward to essentially the Holy Spirit reconciling hearts, you know, reconciling hearts. I genuinely look forward to it, to be honest. I look forward to the experience, you know, to just seeing how the Holy Spirit transforms our lives, how we'll be transformed by Him the more we behold Him, right? Okay, talking about transformation. This leads me to my own salvation story. You know, yeah, I used to think before that that your salvation story is only valid when you've been like a very bad person before, right? So when I speak to like pastors or ministers, how they'll say, I was a serial killer. Oh, how before? If you save my life, oh my chattels. If you save my life, instead my destiny have scattered. Oh, the things I used to do with women. Oh my chattels, but the Lord saved me. Hallelujah, somebody. Like I used to think that, right? It was only people like that that had authentic salvation stories, right? And I didn't think that, because again, I was a church girl, right? Girl going to church, parents are pastors. You know, going for Bible study, house fellowship, Sunday service, Holy Communion, you know, all these things. So I always felt like, man, I've been a Christian for a long time, bruv. But then one day when I was feeling like, you know, I didn't have any story like that, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of asked me to think back, right? Asked me to think back to the time when I actually understood what it meant to give my life to Christ, yeah? And how my life was before then. So background story, yeah. My secondary school friends can testify. Junior school, so that's just one, just two, just three, or I reckon that is probably grade, what is it? What? It's like, yeah, grade 7, 8, 9, I reckon, yeah. So I was an angry child. I was just angry. Like, if you knew me, you'd know that I was hot-tempered. I was so angry. And the question is, now I look back and I'm like, why were you angry? Like, what were you angry at? Like, why? And genuinely, I was just very hot-blooded. I was just very hot-tempered, very hot-blooded. Ah, Jesus. I remember one time, and see, I was just hot-blooded. I was angry. I was nasty. I remember one time, I mean, one of my friends, I wouldn't exactly look for trouble, but then, so one of my friends, right, UG, I remember in just one, I can't remember, he was in his mat set or something, and I was like, oh yeah, could I use something? And he didn't want me to use it, or is it that I had taken it before and he had a problem, you know, or he wanted me to return it and I wasn't done. I genuinely don't remember, but I just got upset. I was just like, what's your problem? It's ordinary, like, you know, it's ordinary ruler. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Bruv, we got into a physical fight. God, that was the first and last time I ever got into a physical fight, bruv. But when I think about it, I was like, Mirabel, what was your problem? You know, I was just angry, essentially. This, like, it's just driving home the point there. I was just angry and I was just nasty, like, you know. But then my salvation, so I went to, we traveled to spend summer vacation in, I think, 2011 with my auntie in America. So, you know, my siblings and I went to spend a couple of weeks with her. And then she was like, oh, you know, her church, teenagers, they're having a camp out, da, 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 you know, we should absolutely go. And all of that. And I was just turning 13 then. So I was like, I'm not really, I came to chill though, but okay, I'm not really, you know, a teenager. I'll be turning 13 in a couple of days, but like, she was like, go Jerry, go, you know, that vibe. And so I went, and then I just saw like young Christians, young teenagers, 15, 14, 16, that were just on fire for God. They were just happy. They just had so much joy. Like, they were praying for one another, like hugging one another. No one was angry. And I was like, God, I want that. Like, I just want that. Like, that's what I want. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be hot-tempered. Like, then, yeah, I used to say that as a thing of pride. Like, if you know me, I'm a very angry person. Or like, I just, oh my God, how stupid I was. I used to say it as a thing of pride. I have anger issues. That was my line. I'd be like, when people do stupid things, or, well, I think then I would do stupid things. Or when people do things to me, I'll tell them, see, guy, don't play with me. Or, you know, I have anger issues. Like, if I just vex for you, I think I was, sorry. But yeah, so I saw people that were just so filled with the joy of God, people that were just genuinely happy, people that were just like, you know, young people that were just outpouring love and all of that. And I was just like, holy, I just want that, God. Like, you know, I just want that. And yeah, I think there was an altar call, I'm not very sure, but I think there was an altar call. And then it was that camp, like, it was just revolutionary, honestly. It was like that weight of anger, that, yeah, like that spite, that anger, that, like, that, I don't know, all of that bitterness, all of it was just taken, it was just lifted, like, gradually, you know, gradually it was just lifted. And I came back to school, and my friends be like, man, what happened now? What happened? So you're not angry? I'm like, no, now, why should I? Like, it just went, you know, somehow, God just took it away. So yeah, this is like the long and short, to be honest, of my salvation story. And I genuinely can say that from that time till now, there's been so much God has done. There's been way so much. From being an immensely angry person, God has turned that around to an overflow of joy. I can't even explain. An overflow of joy and peace, you know. And it's my desire that by the grace of God and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that this joy and this peace transcends beyond just this podcast, but into everyone's life. I need to just spread God's word and that. Yeah. thank you for listening up to this end. I'm super excited about, you know, what God is going to teach us the next couple of months, or, you know, as we go on. Yeah, look out for the podcast. It's Light Up with Mariam, and we signing out. Same time next time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Live a fruitful life, guys. Bye.